Hey, welcome to Plan Create Post on Instagram. I'm Nika, a teacher by trade, a content marketer at heart. In this podcast, I teach you how to take your Instagram to new levels with great content. Let's talk Instagram. Hello, hello. Welcome to my new episode. Today, we're dealing with the planning part of the process, and we're talking about dead Instagram accounts. So what is a dead Instagram account? It is an account that is not active, meaning it has low engagement, low reach, and impressions, despite having followers. There are a few reasons why an Instagram account might be considered dead. Number one is that you stopped posting on Instagram a while ago. Now you've decided to start posting again, but your posts have very low reach and engagement is basically non-existent. Number two is that you bought followers. You started an Instagram account, you weren't able to grow, and then you saw an ad telling you to buy followers. 10K sounded like a great number, so you went for it. However, you still have the same 25 real followers, maybe even some of those 25 are bots, and 10K fake ones. Nothing changed. Your posts still have 2 likes. People see that, and you're starting to realize you might have made a big mistake. Number 3 is that your content just isn't good enough. Okay, this one may sound a bit harsh, but hear me out. Instagram keeps updating the algorithm. Once you post something on Instagram, based on the interactions you get from the first chunk of the followers it's shown to, it will push your content to more of your followers and eventually your non-followers. If your content isn't getting better, you're not working on your design skills, or you're not providing any sort of value in your content, people will eventually stop engaging with it. Once they stop engaging, Instagram stops pushing out your content and you end up with a dead account. Number 4 is that you've changed your niche or your targeting wasn't right to begin with. Let me explain changing the niche. Let's say you started on Instagram as a dog grooming business. In the meantime, you decided you want to stop doing that and you want to start making jewelry. You had a significant following as a dog groomer, so you decided to use the same account. A few things would happen in this scenario. 1, a chunk of the followers would unfollow you immediately, but 2, the remaining followers would be confused and they would stop engaging with your content. If your targeting wasn't right to begin with, that means you probably have a bunch of friends and family as your followers who will probably never buy anything from you, but they want to support you. Also, that means that you're not clear on who you're talking to. You wouldn't sell glittery tank tops to 80-year-old men or hearing aids to teenagers. Of course, occasional buyers might come from a different group of people, but you should know who the majority of your buyers are going to be. So if you weren't clear on your target audience before, your followers might not be fit for what you're selling. So consequently, they stop engaging with you and you end up with a dead account. Number 5, which ties back to number 4, is that you've hosted a lot of giveaways. When it comes to giveaways, they can be a great tool to get new followers, but there are downsides to hosting giveaways. If you're giving away physical items, especially physical products that are not a part of your offer, or cash, you will face a lot of people who will follow you just to get the prize. For example, if you're giving away an iPhone, people from all over the world are going to want to be a part of your giveaway and maybe snatch the prize. But those people are not your target audience. They're not interested in you or in what you're selling. They just want the free thing. So once the giveaway is over and they didn't win your prize, they either unfollow you or, worse, they stay and never engage with you again. If you're giving away one of your services, you might see who is actually interested in them. The same thing can happen, but more of your potential clients will take part in it. While some may still unfollow you later, you know that these people actually want what you have to offer. I might have to do a whole episode on giveaways. What do you think? Let's go to number 6. Number 6 is that you used engagement pods. What are engagement boards? Basically, they're groups of creators on or off Instagram who engage with each other's content. It sounds cool, doesn't it? Well, not really. All the engagement you get this way is fake. It's not organic. Also, as soon as you stop engaging with others, your engagement drops too. I will definitely do an episode on engagement boards because this is quite a complex topic and I want to talk about it a lot more. Okay, so I've covered 6 reasons why you may have a dead Instagram account. Now, is your account salvageable? It depends on the reason why it's dead. But good news, you can save and revive your account in most cases. However, some of them might be easier than others. Before I tell you what account is worth saving, I want you to ask yourself the following questions. Is this account worth saving? Is your audience who you want it to be? Are the right people following you? If this account was revived, would it be beneficial for you and your business? If the answer to these questions is yes, then you can start thinking about reviving your account. However, if you have bought followers before, or you've changed your niche completely, and your current followers would probably not buy from you, you should think about starting a new Instagram account. Starting from scratch is the best option for you right now. If you're in the other categories, here is how you can revive your dead Instagram account. So the first thing you want to do is log into your account if you haven't already. Tap on your profile and then tap on the menu in the upper hand corner. Go into your settings and privacy. Scroll down to more info and support, and then tap help and account status. You should have green ticks next to both recommendations guidelines and the community guidelines. That means your content is eligible to be recommended on Explore Reels and on a non-followers feeds, and that you haven't violated any community guidelines. If one or both of these don't have a green tick, check what the problem is and if you can solve it. If not, it's time to start a new account after all. The second thing you should do is clean up your account. So go to your account and archive all the posts that no longer align with your message. Remove any bot followers, but only if you know that they are bot followers. Don't remove just anyone. However, if you're working with an account where you bought followers, you will need to remove all of them. That's not easy when you have thousands of accounts to remove, so definitely consider starting a new account. Also, you might get action blocked and you're not allowed to remove as many accounts as you may have to. You also want to update your bio, your name and highlights, as well as your profile photo. I did an episode about doing your own Instagram profile audit, so listen to that to learn more about how to do it, but this is definitely a very important step. Next step is to create a content strategy. I will do an episode about this as well. I already have a bunch of ideas just from this one podcast. It's insane. But you will want to make sure to post educational, motivational, entertaining, and interactive content along with the promotional content. So don't just sell, sell, sell. Give some sort of value to your followers. Next step is to create a plan, which is tied to your content strategy, of course, and stick to it. If you decide to post every day and then you stop 2 weeks in, you haven't really done much. Think about what you can sustain. If that's 2 posts a week, that's okay. It's better to be consistent and increase the number as you go than going all in and burning out a few weeks later. Make a list of all the content ideas you can think of and divide them into your content pillars. You can download my free Asana Content Ideas Bank to help you. The link will be in the show notes. The next step, which is a very important one, is to engage. I talked a lot about engagement in the last week's episode. So when you want to revive a dead Instagram account, engaging with others is crucial. Follow big niche accounts and start commenting on their posts. You should show up every day, even on the days when you're not posting on your feed. I think that my 10-day engagement challenge would be very interesting to you. So if you sign up to my newsletter to get the Asana Content Ideas Bank, you will automatically be signed up for the engagement challenge as well. I truly believe it will help you a lot because I share a bunch of tips and insights during the challenge. The next step is to keep track of your analytics. Make sure to check your analytics or Instagram insights every so often to see what content performed well and what didn't. Create more or even repurpose or repost the content that did perform well and let go of things that didn't. I will talk about repurposing and reposting content next week, so make sure you stay tuned for that. The next step is using hashtags. I talked about hashtags already, so make sure you listen to that episode. But hashtags are an awesome way for smaller accounts and dead accounts to reach non-followers. Just make sure you use relevant ones and ones that aren't too big. Okay, three more steps to go. One of them is to create reels. Reels still have the potential of going viral when you're a smaller account, so make sure they grab attention. So use a good hook and a nice video and you're good to go. The second to last is post your stories. Post 3 to 5 stories every single day and use interactive stickers like polls, quizzes, and questions. The last step to reviving your Instagram account is to make sure that there is a purpose behind every single post in your profile. Be clear on the messaging and know who you are talking to. Know your audience's struggles and pains and create content that will solve their problems. Once you have all of that in place, you're ready to revive your dead Instagram account. Now, let me be clear. This is not going to work overnight. It's not going to be easy. It's going to take a lot of work, but I promise you that it will all be worth it in the end. So go and start creating. If you need help determining whether your account is worth reviving, feel free to send me a message on Instagram. I will happily take a look for you. That's it for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it and that I've encouraged you to not quit Instagram. Despite having a dead account or having to start over, it's not rocket science. You can do it. I'm going to be in London next week for the podcast show. So if anyone is there too, I would love to meet you. The rest of you have a wonderful weekend and come back for another episode next week when I will talk about repurposing and reposting content on Instagram. Thank you for joining me and bye-bye. Hey, if you enjoyed this podcast, I would love it if you left a review. If you want to learn more about what I do, follow me on Instagram. You can also subscribe to my newsletter and grab a Content Ideas Bank freebie on the way. Links to everything are in the show notes. See you in my next podcast.